This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
How do you do? Hopefully it is well. This is the DJV program. We're here to help you do much better, much better. Jennifer Horn is great at that. Victoria Keelan is very good at it as well. They're all great. Kara, Victoria, Jennifer, and the Dougster here to bring you into a new hour of conversation. Jennifer, that honor goes to you. Get us going, will you?
How exciting. Well, a little bit of weather news that has been trending this week. Hurricane Florence, it wasn't a hurricane. She was a tropical storm. Well, now has re-intensified into a hurricane, is expected to intensify continuously until it makes landfall on Thursday. That's when it looks like it's most likely to hit Thursday evening or Friday morning on the southeast U.S. East Coast, or it might just remain offshore. They're trying to figure out whether, meteorologists that is, trying to figure out whether or not it will make landfall or come just very close. But this looks like it could be a dangerous Category 4 hurricane, which could cause a lot of mess for the East Coast, including rain, flooding. Of course, people are already buying sandbags this week to try to keep their properties safe, their families safe. And the dangerous thing with this hurricane in particular is that it's going to stall out on Friday. So it's not just going to come through quickly. It's expected to stall on Friday and just kind of hang out over the East Coast for several days. So even if it doesn't hit the land, it's going to create a large amount of rain for the East Coast. So you guys are the East Coasters here. What are the preparations being made? What's the local news media saying in your neck of the woods?
Well, I nothing think down in the village. Yeah, in the New York, New Jersey area, people are just sort of watching it right now. We've got storm surges, so there's a possibility that we'll have flooding and things like that from the ocean, because we live now right on the ocean. But I think they said that, and I know, Jen, you mentioned this is going to be Category 4 when it hits land. That's actually the first Category 4 since Hugo in 1989. Yeah. That's wild. So I think this is I've seen local news coverage of down in the Carolinas where it's going to hit. And I think as far north as Charleston is where I saw lots of people buying shovels and all kinds of sandbags and supplies and bottled water and all of that. But, you know, we learned a lesson here on the East Coast from Sandy. Nobody took it seriously, and it was a disaster. So
just prepare. That's right.
Always better to take things seriously, heed the warnings, and when you have to evacuate, get out and be prepared.
Well, in Kara's, she's further south in her case. It might affect her more. I'm looking at my 10-day forecast for the suburban Boston area. Rain today and tomorrow, and then by Thursday looks like some rain too, then clearing off on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So, but again, as you have suggested, these things sometimes take a turn. Although one of the things I think, as much as we are critical of meteorological predictions, these hurricane predictions usually are pretty right on. And one of the reasons for that is because they have these crazy people that get into those airplanes and they fly into the hurricane. So they have had, over the last 3 or 4 days, people flying in and out of the hurricane to sort of figure out what, and I don't, you know, who knows, I don't presume. I almost got a job as a weather forecaster once on television, and that was the closest I came to being able to figure out how all of this stuff works, because I actually prepared for it. Little did I know, the job had been already given to a woman that was dating the general manager of the television station, so that was the end of that. Anyway, that's not the story. The story is whether to be prepared and how to be prepared and what happens as it goes inland. These things, because it's going into an area where there's a mountainous region, the storm, maybe that's why, well, it doesn't usually get stuck because of that, but it breaks up. When it hits the mountains, that's the end of those storms. Usually, and you get into the Appalachian region and what is inland in the Carolinas about 140, 150 miles. So the coastal areas get whacked, and there's some beautiful, the Carolinas have become sort of the new place to retire. Lots and lots of people are retired along the coast, especially of South Carolina, And they're, it's just very interesting how, once again, no matter where you go, on the East Coast or you're going out of Florida and then inland, you know, to the Gulf, all that whole area, all the way over to Texas, is vulnerable. And yet some of the most expensive real estate in the world are the beaches from Maine all the way along the coast down and inland to Texas on the other side of the Gulf. It's really pretty amazing.
People
will pay almost anything for that real estate. Yeah.
Right. It's true. Yeah. And one of the other places that no one's really talking about, but Bermuda is going to get smacked like directly
now,
from
and their way out
early
there
in the week.
Yeah. Right. So Bermuda, look, there's probably going to be lots of news coverage on that damage, but it looks like the way it's coming in, when you look at the trajectory of it, it looks like Florida and Georgia might be spared from this and all the islands down. But since Bermuda is so far north, it's really off the coast of North Carolina.
It's North Carolina, yeah.
You mean the Florida-Georgia line?
I love them.
What a great name for a group. Wowie zowie. All right, so that's the story on the weather. A couple of personality items coming up from the sports world right after this.
There's a time and a place for black and white, like when you're learning to play piano, or when you want a big two-toned cookie, or when shopping for a pet zebra. But if you want to attract customers, there's no room for black and white. So go to Staples. Staples specializes in bold, hard-to-miss color printing. And now at Staples, get 20% back in rewards on color printing, from banners to brochures and copies to presentations. Print more color, save more money at Staples.
In-store only. Ends 11/10/18. Restrictions apply. See store associate or staples.com/20back for details.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you go to bed? Do you fall off, but then you can't stay asleep? What is the problem? No matter what you do, you can't get a good night's rest. Well, a lot of us have that problem, so try MyPillow. That's what I've done. Members of the DJV gang using MyPillow. You'll get great rest every night. My Pillow, because it's made with 100% cotton, machine washable, dryable, very popular to begin with. If you haven't tried one, they make it so easy for you. These pillows made in the USA come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Wow. And backed by popular demand, My Pillow's best deal. You buy one My Pillow, get the second one free. Visit MyPillow.com. Make sure you use that promo code DJV. That's the promo code DJV to get the deal at MyPillow.com.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I should have done this years ago.
Disclaimer, traveling back in time is physically impossible unless you know how to build a functioning time machine. Then by all means, travel 25 years back in time, switch your car insurance to Geico. You could save a bunch of money. While you're there, please prevent your younger self from wearing that sleeveless tuxedo t-shirt, parachute pants, and glitter high tops to your senior prom. And at long last, rectify this horrible crime against nature. Geico is absolved of all liability if you destroy the fabric of time and space.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, the United States of America. Here we are in the good old U.S. of A. Have slapped sanctions, announced criminal charges aimed at a North Korean hacker suspected of taking part in a number of high-profile cyber attacks. Treasury Department saying it sanctioned a man identified as Park Jin-hyuk. A North Korean agency that employed him, Chozo Expo Joint Venture. The Justice Department unsealed related criminal charges against Mr. Park. They say Park engaged in significant activities undermining cybersecurity on behalf of the North Korean government, or at least the ruling Workers' Party, which is the government. Department says Park was part of a conspiracy behind a couple of the cyber attacks, including one on Sony Pictures. Remember that? All of those email that got exposed a couple of years ago?
Mm-hmm.
And also the illegal transfer of $81 million from the Bangladesh Bank to the WannaCry 2.0 account. So, let's see here. What happens as a result of these sanctions? These people, if they have accounts in the United States and they figure that all out beforehand, have them frozen. So their money, they can't get at their money. Most people, most of these crooks keep their money in the United States because the banks are safer. So, see you later to that. Well, they come
probably also you get a better return on your money, I would imagine, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. Exactly. Speaking of money, the family of Stephon Clark, you remember him?
Mm-hmm.
He was the guy who was shot and killed in Sacramento, in his backyard last March. Officers got a call about a suspect breaking car windows. So the family has filed a $35 million lawsuit against the city of Sacramento. The officers said they thought he was holding a gun. It was a cell phone. Family filed a
claim. Cell phones that look like guns, but
guns, I don't know. Yeah, no.
Well, didn't he run? He was being chased, right?
He was in the front of the house, I think, and then when the cops showed
and
up,
they thought he was another suspect.
They drew guns on him, and then he ran into the backyard and tried to call somebody or whatever, and then
he asked
you
a question.
I don't understand why everyone always ends up dead. Can't you just end up with a wound? In
is
your
it
leg
just
or something?
Now, since 2017, it seems to me we have had case after case after case after case of this sort of thing happening. And I don't remember
right.
there being that much of this sort of thing going on before. Is it the news media? Is it that police are nervous? Is it that we have more crooks in our presence? What is it?
Getting talked about more, and I don't think it's recent from the last year. I think the very first one was probably Trayvon doesn't count, but the guy from Ferguson, Michael Brown, probably mm-hmm. caught this off. And the reason I say Trayvon doesn't count is because he was not killed by a police officer. He was killed by George Zimmerman. So I think it's been pretty much a headline since Michael Brown in Ferguson, for
sure.
Yeah,
I think that was 2014.
Yeah, so...
4 years.
Does it deserve to have all these headlines? Which comes first, the headline or the action in terms of having it more and more? It just in my mind, whether it started before 2017,
it seems like
in the last year or so, there have been way more of these things that we have either talked about or they've been reality.
I think there do seem to be more of these cases. However, I think the reason it gets more and more attention is because the police officers get reassigned to desk duty and don't go to jail. In 99% of the cases, no one is held accountable for it. And except in Texas last week or the week before, there was one case where the cop who shot a black person went to jail or got sentenced to like 15 years. But it's so rare that there's ever real punishment. And I think that's part of what fuels, the Colin Kaepernick, the kneeling and the protests and all that. That's where this is stemming from. It's from all these stories.
Where does the term cop come from?
I have no
Anybody
idea.
Anybody know? Why do police get called cops? I heard one story once about, it had something to do with copper and a penny, but I never really have understood. Anybody know what it is? Send a note along if you have the origin of cop, if you're a police officer, et cetera. You can send it on Twitter at Doug Stephan, at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen with two L's and two N's. I'd just be kind of curious to know how that all started because I don't know. 21 after the hour.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Been fascinated by the trajectory of Darius Rucker's career. He paid tribute to Aretha Franklin in a concert at one of the venues in Detroit. The statute of limitations not running out, at least not in Detroit anyway. So she's been gone. The funeral was a week ago. Darius Rucker paid homage to her over the weekend at the DTE Energy Music Theater in suburban Detroit, just before performing her bluesy hit, I Never Loved a Man the Way I Love You. He told the crowd, quote, "When I was a kid, only two people ruled my world, Al Green and Aretha. I've been watching everybody do their tributes, but I said, I'm going to wait till I get to Detroit to do mine. I want to send my tribute right to the Queen. This is my tribute to the Queen of Soul, Aretha." He is in the midst of a summer play of tours with... I didn't know he was with Lady Antebellum. Has that been going on all summer?
The tour?
Yeah.
That's a good lineup.
In October, yeah, it is a good one.
He's amazing. Lady Antebellum is great, too. But there is something about Darius Rucker, and his turn to country is so natural. Sometimes pop singers go into country as a way they think it might be an easier medium. But he has just done such a great job.
Yeah, he has. All right, so there's the Aretha Darius news. Now time for another tribute to another music person. Mac Miller has died. John Mayer paid tribute to him in a note dedicated to his friend, who he says was about to have the best year of his career. Mayer writes, "He made a quantum leap in his music. That's incredibly hard to do, to evolve and get better and more focused while your career is already underway." He recently performed, Mayer did, formed a bond with Miller, who died Friday, apparently a drug overdose, after playing guitar on his song Small Worlds. He was 26 years old, Mac Miller, a rapper. Mayor recollected about how funny his music was and how funny he was, said he passed along some advice to him about the media. I gave him, Mayor says, whatever guidance I thought I had the right to, having been through the press ringer in the past and wanting him to understand that none of that noise could really ever take a bite out of the music that you were going to come out with. He also noted, Mayor noted, how impressed he was after seeing Miller perform for a 100-person crowd in the Hotel Cafe in L.A. Jennifer, he described the show as one of the best sets I'd seen in a long time. His band was unreal. You got to know that if you weren't familiar with Mac Miller, you're about to be, whether you would have seen him at a festival or a friend was going to catch a show, tell everybody that knew about it. That's what he did, apparently. That's his story with it. Prior to his death, Miller was scheduled to embark on a 26-date fall tour in support of his latest album, Swimming. The tour was supposed to start next month in San Francisco. So why do people, they just don't think, I guess that's the thing, he died of a drug overdose. So
yeah, we don't know if it was accidental or if this was a suicide attempt that
I don't know. Yeah, I guess that hasn't come out yet, but I don't think it was a suicide. From what I've heard of this last album, it seems like he was really trying to get himself together. I mean, the song we're playing now is called Self Care. That seemed to be kind of an important thing to him coming up. So, I don't know. I think he's dealt with a lot of depression and mental illness, and I don't think it was suicide, but I think that taking drugs was a way of coping with that.
There's
which
a lot
is just
of
sad
depression.
Because he's the same age as me. So.
Yeah.
All right, be careful. All right, I want to spend some time talking about some of these things. Like this, the drug business, in the next half hour.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're monitoring the storm, obviously, very closely.
Hurricane Florence still 4 days away from making impact on the U.S. East Coast, but governors from South Carolina north to Maryland and Delaware are already making preparations. Here's Virginia's Governor Ralph Northam.
You know, I grew up on the Eastern Shore, and I've witnessed a lot of these hurricanes. They're nothing to play with.
Computer models show Florence as a Category 3 or 4 hurricane, making landfall in the Carolinas late Thursday. Vice President Mike Pence says whoever the administration member is who penned that anonymous op-ed piece in the New York Times last week should do the honorable thing and resign.
The opinions that they expressed are not only deceitful and false, but they're also un-American.
He spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. New research from Bank of America finds women entrepreneurs are leading the charge in the transition to digital. Driving adoption of mobile devices to process payments and managing transactions at higher rates than men. Sharon Miller, head of small business at Bank of America, discusses findings from the 2018 Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight.
Over the next 5 years, half of all entrepreneurs anticipate a complete transition to digital payments. Women are at the forefront of this shift by using their mobile tools to grow their business. This is one of the key findings that show women entrepreneurs are optimistic about the year ahead.
In the year ahead, 58% of women entrepreneurs expect their revenue to increase, up 14% from 2017. Several key growth indicators, such as hiring and economic optimism, are also on the rise. For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
What's happening, baby? What's happening in your world? Our world is full of all kinds of exciting things. We'll share them with you here in this half hour, some of them anyway. Jennifer Horn is here on the DJV program, as is Victoria Keelan and Kara Schill, and I'm Doug Steffen. So we turn to Victoria to run a story up the flagpole. We'll see whether we think it's a big deal or not, Victoria.
Well, I think this might actually be a pretty big deal. Walmart has announced what some people are calling an unlikely partnership with Ellen DeGeneres. It is for a new collection that will hit stores this week, online as well. It's a collection called EV1. It's an exclusive clothing line. It will feature nearly 60 items, including jeans, graphic t-shirts, sneakers. Everything is $30 or less. And you don't really think of Ellen and Walmart kind of being in the same category.
Didn't she have a deal with JCPenney for a long time? Ellen? I think she did.
I don't know. Yeah, I think more so socially.
I remember that.
More so like for social issues and things like that, you wouldn't really think of Ellen and Walmart going hand in hand. And she addressed that on a blog post and said that the reason that she wanted to partner with Walmart, she said EV1 promotes kindness and love and diversity. The biggest inspiration was actually inclusiveness. And so it looks like Walmart is trying to expand their audience. And when you get Ellen on board, then, you know, that's just pretty much like the biggest person you can have sign on to your brand at this point in America.
Doesn't hurt.
No. And so they said different commentators have said Ellen gives Walmart a very visible symbol to build off. It's a little unexpected for the typical Walmart image, but they definitely say Walmart wants to branch out, and inclusivity is something that Walmart really wants to hammer home, that, you know, especially going up against Target, which has been sort of socially conscious as a brand, and very inclusive, and even in the marketing of it. And so Walmart is now probably going to be using Ellen in that same way.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, it makes it more interesting. More people. I think we ought to support the brick and mortar stores. Frankly, I don't like buying things online. Do I? Yes. Because it makes it easier. I understand that whole philosophy. When you need something, I find it very hard to get to go to the stores. The time just evaporates for me anyway. So when I buy a few things, like I have been buying them online lately, it makes it handier. But still, I think that maybe it's the traditionalist in me that wants to see people go to the store or get shopping. I go by the malls. I drove by three or four malls over the weekend, various parts of the communities around me, and they all you couldn't find a parking space. And it's only September. I just wonder where the problems are. What are the stores that are most popular? Is it the restaurants that are in these places? Because most people are eating out.
They're terrible, usually.
Yeah, very expensive.
I'm a suburbanite, which is so weird to say, but now that I live in the burbs in Jersey, I was in two different malls last week looking for a dress for a wedding, and the parking lots were pretty full at Nordstrom and Macy's, but I think Lord & Taylor, I just found out the mall that's right near us, the Monmouth Mall here in New Jersey, that Lord & Taylor's closing.
Really?
And it's closing the Fifth Avenue store as well in New York, the flagship. So Lord & Taylor's not doing well, but it looks like Nordstrom was still pretty busy. So
Lord
&
Taylor
is
aimed at a particular audience, isn't it?
It's an older, my mom loves Lord & Taylor, so maybe it's an older crowd.
Maybe.
And it's more high-end even. I think Nordstrom is high-end, but I think Lord & Taylor is even more high-end than that, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By the way. No, it's Nordstrom's still more expensive, has better brands, but Lord & Taylor's just a notch below it.
We don't have very many Lord & Taylors in California. There might be a few, but...
Yeah, no, there aren't. You're right. That's right, John.
I don't even know if I've ever been in one.
I can't remember
maybe
seeing
in New York.
One.
Yeah, maybe in New York.
See them around here, but not there. That's interesting. Yeah. All right, by the way, reminder time from your friends on the DJV show. There are only 16 Fridays left until Christmas.
Oh, boy.
Right.
Why do
you get that down?
I really don't like this. It's depressing.
Fridays left until Christmas. Other business news... Burberry. You ever wear a Burberry raincoat? I think I still have a couple of them, as a matter of fact. They are going to stop the practice of burning unsold merchandise. They announced that their new policy was to be responsible, focusing on curbing waste. They also said they will stop using fur in their products.
So
rabbit.
They would burn their stuff that didn't sell?
Yeah, is that
apparently.
Nuts?
Yeah.
How dumb.
Why
yeah.
wouldn't they just donate it? That's so crazy.
Knowing that now, I have less. I don't have. I wouldn't go. I would. It's nice they've corrected it, but they've been this bad about. What?
Because you're so snobby, you don't want a poor person wearing your stupid plaid.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Yeah, because you might dilute the brand. Is that really?
Yeah.
Like, that's.
Right.
Oh, it's horrible.
Anyway, they've been getting a lot of starch from a lot of environmental activists. Earnings report that went public showed they destroyed $37 million worth of clothing last year. What in the what's the matter with them?
Wow.
The only time I ever had a Burberry was somebody bought it for me. I think my father bought me the first Burberry I had when I was much younger. But
when I got my first, this is so dumb. When I got my first paycheck from my first job when I moved into New York City, I walked down the street to Saks and bought a Burberry raincoat.
Really?
It was, and then I hated it. Well, because I liked how they looked, and then I hated it, and I gave it to my mom, and she wears it.
So Fancy Nancy still has it, huh?
Yeah, she doesn't really like it that much either, because it doesn't really fit that well.
Yeah.
I said, well, then I don't know, just throw it out, but donate it. I don't know. So
yeah, let's donate old clothes, please. Let's not be throwing old clothes out. Let's donate.
I always do that. Like, I don't even think about it. Unless it's, like, holy underwear or, like, a bra that is sprung.
Well, my underwear is very popular at
I don't doubt. I mean, I donate everything.
Yeah. I just took two giant loads. My whole car was full of stuff that we moved with and then realized we didn't need. So I just took it all to the Goodwill on Friday. And they were so happy to get, because it's all winter stuff. And as winter is approaching, I had some snow boots and some heavy sweaters and things like that. So they were really happy to get it. But yeah, go to Goodwill.
Plus, you get a tax write-off
for that
kind of
stuff.
Why wouldn't you do it?
Yep. All right, one other business-related story. Those of you who have a new job, September and January are the times during the year when there are more changes in jobs than any other time of year. But if that new job you have isn't working out, not the dream job you thought it was going to be, you can't walk away from the paycheck, though, unless the company decides to pay you to get out. So if your new job is not working out, there's a new move afoot. Your employer may pay you to leave. Some companies are making it easier to part ways, paying unhappy people to get out. And actually, it makes a lot of sense. Why would you want unhappy people working for you?
But why would I want to pay them?
Well, I don't know, maybe
that's a buyout. I get it when you're maybe for like a high level position, perhaps, but I don't know.
But that's the thing. They do it for Amazon. Amazon's doing it now, and they do it for the people who work in like the shipping department. In the which is, you wouldn't think of that, like you would think normally like a buyout of an executive. But this is people who work at Zappos, and they have the pay to quit program from Amazon.
Yeah.
It's all the fulfillment centers.
You've been there 3 months. They give you a month's salary to get out.
Wow.
I guess it's cheaper. I understand it, though. It's cheaper to get somebody who's an underperforming employee, get them out, pay them $1,000, get them out, and then
and
get
do
somebody
a better
who
job
really
of
wants
hiring
to
the
be
next
there.
Person. Yeah.
And then also yes. And so they also are learning at the same time how to better attract employees who will want to be there.
It would be okay for Amazon. Amazon has the money to do that. But for small business, I think that's really tough.
Well, setting, the tone. I wouldn't be able to do that. Neither would your business either, Jennifer. One more business item. We've been back and forth here about the person who's going to replace Les Moonves at CBS. At the moment, a guy named Joe Iannello, who's been the number two guy. But I would say he's got a banana peel under his foot because
he'll be the interim head and then
remember they're going to they got rid of Moonves because they had the same law group investigate him as investigated Charlie Rose, and now Charlie Rose went to court on Friday. He's got balsam, this guy, to dismiss the discrimination suit filed by all three of the women.
He's so arrogant.
He really is.
Think about how far spanning or how long spanning this Me Too movement is. I would like to see by network who has been taken down at each network.
Yeah.
Because think about it. They've all been hit with them. Who was at ABC? NBC, obviously, the big one was Matt Lauer. And CBS, Charlie Rose and Les Moonves. Who was the one at ABC? Was there one?
No, I can't think of one now.
That's a good question.
Are they next? If you're ABC, are you going,
maybe you're
boy.
Next, right.
Well, I guess technically Ryan Seacrest is there, but it didn't take him
didn't
down.
Stick.
But
it's hard with the mouse. You know, they keep a close eye on ethics at
Disney. Yeah, that's true.
They do, right. So, and in order to explain what I started explaining last half hour about Sherry Redstone, the Redstone family, and their controlling interests, one person... is the controlling shareholder of both CBS and Viacom. She's the one who pushed, whether you see this or not, she's the one that said to the lawyers, find what you can on Moonves, we want to get rid of him. Because he was trying to He was trying to muscle her out.
Yeah.
Not very smart move on his part, actually. She's the main shareholder of both of the companies. What, do you give up yours to somebody like that? I don't think so.
Not to take away from the accusations, because you never want to, and you always want to see if they're true or not, and give people their time to prove their case. But the timing on this is what he was always saying. Les Moonves was always saying was suspect, because there was this power play going on at CBS. Yeah. No. And so he's saying, huh, isn't it odd that after 30 years all these things are coming out now? Well, we know why, probably.
So,
not that he could be totally guilty of all these things. We just don't know, but it's the timing is suspect.
The board voted on Friday severance of $120 million, $20 million of which will be given to organizations that support equality for
women. Can
we
talk about my severance package?
So they told him
$100 million. Are you kidding?
He was going to get $120 million, but they were taking 20 and giving it to support equality for women in the marketplace. So there's a statement and a half right there. You like it or you don't? I mean, what choice does he have? He's out. Period. Take the money and see you later.
He's going to be okay, I think.
Yeah. 46 past the hour on the DJV show.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
Every year, thousands overpay for a used car. They're left feeling disappointed, ashamed, and alone. Traditional pricing books only add to the confusion, offering only guesstimates and ranges.
Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report. So you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
All right, so sort of a postscript on the discussion of Moonves. WFAN in New York is the big sports talker in New York City. A host there named Joe Benigno was sent packing a few months ago because he was accused of sexual harassment by one of the salespeople at the radio station. Been off the air, but he's returning today because the station and his representatives went back and forth, and they didn't find any. They couldn't find the proof behind her accusation. She left the station, but there was no proof, so he's going back on the air. But there's so much of this stuff, and there's a lot of it in the media. There really is, all kinds of, whether it's the news media, whether it's the talk media, whatever, radio, television, there's a lot of that sort of thing going on. 10 before the hour here on the DJV show.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
For us to get the business of taking care of your home. Your house is your home, your castle, and here is King Tom Kreidler, who is the king of all the info that is around, no matter where you look, no matter what media you use, whether it's print media, radio, television. This guy's got it. He's really a star, and I feel very, very, very blessed to have him.
Better watch it. I won't be able to get my head out the door
on this program. All right. Let's see what we can find out about the business of taking care of your home.
Yep.
Courtesy of some of the folks that write into us here on the DJV program. Jim, listener, says there are several loose ceramic tiles on the floor of his church. We have no spare tiles. I don't think I can buy any that'll match. Is there a way to secure the loose tiles without taking them up? What a great question.
Yeah, but you are going to have to take them up, although it's not as hard as you might think, Jim. What you're going to want to do is actually grind out the grout joints right around that loose tile. If the tile's loose, it's not adhered to the substrate below, the floor below. But when you release that grout, you should be able to wiggle it up enough, loosen it up enough to actually lift it off. And then once you do that, you can add some new adhesive and seal it back down and regrout it. Now, the only downside of this is that the new grout's obviously not going to match the old, but eventually, you know, a little dirt ground into it and some foot traffic, it'll blend right in. Now, the other trick of the trade is if you're trying to replace tile, let's say a tile that are damaged. It doesn't sound like his are damaged, but if they're damaged, a good idea is to find complementary tiles. Like, you could find tiles that maybe have, like, a pattern in them. Like, sometimes you see tile walls where You know, every few tiles are a different tile than something else. So sometimes you can do that and just find tiles that are complementary.
Blend.
And yeah. blend them in or make them a feature. You know, make that one tile pop out, but may have to put more than just the loose one in. Might have to put enough in to make it look like it was always meant to be that way.
Ah, so there you go, Jim. Now you have a solution to your problem from King Tom. All right, let's go to the Money Pit newsletter and see what King Tom and Princess Leslie. How's that? Well, you can tell the next time.
I'll tell her you pass that on. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we can't call her queen because she's not your wife. So you know, call her the princess. All right, so you have a number of things as usual. I would advise all of you to sign up for the Money Pit newsletter. It comes out in your email every week. Sign up at moneypit.com for help around the house. For example, Tommy's got a couple of different things that are in the current Money Pit newsletter.
Yeah, one of which is a really fun story about how to upcycle an old dresser in the kitchen island. So if you have an old dresser and the kind of dressers that you see, today's bulk trash day in my neighborhood. If I was to drive around,
really?
I guarantee you, I would find
some
couple
beauties.
Of old, beautiful dressers out there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You know what? You can take these dressers and you can renovate them and turn them into kitchen islands. And so we've got stories and photos on how to do that in this week's Money Pit E! Newsletter. And actually, that same story is on the homepage at moneypit.com if you want to check it out. There's also a post on money-saving tips for home improvement projects. Just lots of good tips and advice that's going to save you some time and money. And also, we're featuring a new product that I think is kind of cool. It's a new smoke detector from Burst Alert. It's called Safe and Sound. And what's unique about it is it's not only a fire and smoke and carbon monoxide detector, Doug, but it has built-in Amazon Alexa and premium speakers. So you can basically talk to it and ask what the weather is or, you know, play a song or whatever. So
the kind of
new
smoke.
new smart smoke detector.
Yeah, all right. Lots of valuable tips at the Money Pit. Go to moneypit.com, sign up for the newsletter. It is not going to cost you anything. All right, here's listener Marcia. Let's see. She bought an older home, and the whole house is paneled. Is there a way to fill the gaps in the paneling so you can paint and make it look like regular walls?
Yeah, no, not so much. I get this question surprisingly a lot. Those paneled walls are not designed to be filled. You can't spackle them. You can't trowel epoxy over them. You can't do anything with that. You can, however, take the paneling down. And I think you'll find in most cases it comes off pretty easily. Unfortunately, there are really tiny nails in it. Now, Doug, I will say that occasionally you'll find somebody that actually glued the paneling on, which makes it a disaster to get off.
Yeah.
Yeah. If that's the case, you're in trouble.
Wallpaper off.
You're going to damage you'll damage the drywall underneath. So in that case, you're going to have to put a new layer of drywall over it. But you can do it with quarter inch drywall. You don't need to use the full 30.
You just put it over the paneling. You mean don't even bother with the paneling. Put the new drywall.
Right. You can go right over the paneling. Yeah. You can sandwich it.
Right.
Could
you see a way of, because you can't spackle this stuff? It's cardboard, sort of, right? Isn't that?
It depends on the materials. You know, at the most, it's like quarter inch plywood, you know, but it's usually even thinner than that.
Mm-hmm. Unga bunga. All right. That's the reason the show is as popular as it is, the Money Pit. Find out where it is, when it's on the air, how you can listen. MoneyPit.com is the website.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.